These newly hatched baby loggerhead turtles poke their heads out of the sand and wave hello to their first days on planet Earth. Loggerheads are found in the Atlantic Ocean from Newfoundland to Argentina and in the Pacific from Alaska to Chile. They're all pre-programmed with the instruction to crawl out of the sand directly toward the glimmering lights of the ocean. It's a good thing they start the trek immediately, because there are no parents there to guide and protect them. These babies could live for decades, or just a few hours. If the turtle is female, she may very well return to this same beach in 25 years to lay her own eggs. If it's a male, he'll never leave the water again. This is the most perilous period in a young turtle's life, the treacherous swim through open water. Predators are everywhere, dying for fresh, tasty baby turtles just like this one. Sometimes, knowing just when to play leaf is a lifesaver. To give you some idea of the epic nature of this journey, imagine a newborn swimming 36 continuous hours, often in shark-infested waters, desperately seeking safety. What a nightmare. Finally, miraculously, the hatchling finds shelter in a clutch of sargassum fronds. These will provide much-needed shelter from predators. The baby turtle is safe. Well, sort of. Huge dolphin fish swoop by, searching for delectable babies like this one, hoping to shake one loose. Yeah, not the kind of hide-and-seek you played as a kid. Then, the coast is clear, and the tiny turtle is finally able to move on to deeper waters. Here, it will live a long life, dining on everything from squishy jellyfish now to pointy lobsters later on. That is, as long as it doesn't meet the same sad fate as many turtles. The vast majority of dead turtles inspected by scientists have plastic in their stomachs. They can't digest it, so it clogs their system until they starve to death. If baby loggerheads can avoid such threats as man-made trash heaps in the ocean, then all of their early struggles will be worth it.